Our story does not begin with Henry Flagler. It doesn't begin with Florida either. It's 1890, Cleveland, Ohio, a dinner party at the estate of Mrs. Julia Tuttle. Big things are afoot for Mrs. Tuttle.
About to remove my family and effects to Miami.
No one is living in Miami right now, known as Fort Dallas for the time being. Maybe a few families, less than a dozen people. There's no easy way to get to Fort Dallas. Henry Flagler's railroad ends in West Palm Beach. Henry Plant, the other tycoon in Florida, quit building in Tampa. Mrs. Tuttle has purchased almost 700 acres of land on the Miami River. That is why she is so interested in the dashing man sitting at her dinner table. James E. Ingram has a full head of snow-white hair, a perfect handlebar mustache, and strikingly dark eyes. More importantly, Mr. Ingram is a railroad building expert.
Someday somebody will build a railroad to Miami,
says Mrs. Tuttle to Mr. Ingram.
And when they do, I will be willing to divide my properties there and give one half of them to the company for a town site.
Well, Mrs. Tuttle,
Mr. Ingram replies,
it is a long way off, but stranger things have happened.
We know all of this, by the way, because
James Ingram himself, he was addressed in the Miami Woman's Club in 1920, and he told the Orange Blossom story.
This is Paul George, professor of history at Miami-Dade College.
Also work with History Miami as a historian over there.
This Orange Blossom story picks up about 5 years after the dinner party in Cleveland with the Great Florida Freeze of 1894. And early 95. There were actually three big freezes that winter.
Just wiping out crops, killing trees. And if you kill trees, it's going to take several years to grow them back to bearable trees again.
Ingram, who was now working with Henry Flagler, said that death and disaster became a daily part of life for Florida growers. In just 3 months, the entire citrus industry,
everything as far south as northern Palm Beach County,
was wiped clean. Or so it seemed.
Shortly after this freeze, I came to Miami.
Ingram couldn't believe what he saw.
Orange trees, lemon trees, and lime trees blooming or about to bloom without a leaf hurt. There had been no frost there.
Ingram gathered up a bunch of blossoms and wrapped them in damp cloth. He headed north and went straight to Henry Flagler. Ingram unwrapped the pristine blooms and held them out to Flagler.
Mr. Flagler looked at me for some minutes in perfect silence. Then he said, how soon can you arrange for me to go to Miami?
If it isn't literally true, it's what I would call metaphorically true.
This is Les Standiford. He wrote a book about Flagler called The Last Train to Paradise.
I think it's very hard to say no.
And we don't know why or if the Orange Blossoms pushed Flagler to build the railroad to Miami. Maybe he needed proof that the land he was getting from Julia Tuttle was worth anything. Maybe his shipping routes were hit particularly hard by the freeze. Maybe Flagler was just bored. Standiford says all of that isn't really the point of the Orange Blossom story.
Like so many good stories of this kind, it condenses so many factors into one object, in this case, the orange blossoms. And that sort of stands for the possibility inherent that brought people here from the beginning. Ponce de Leon came here thinking he was going to find streets paved with gold and a fountain of youth, for heaven's sake. But you see this place, and it seems as though there ought to be stuff like that around.
Flagler visited Miami within days of seeing the orange blossoms. He met with Julia Tuttle. They may or may not have had green turtle soup at the Peacock Inn in Coconut Grove. Before Flagler went to sleep that night, his mind was made up. The railroad was coming to Miami. I'm Kenny Malone, in Miami.